First Chronicles, Chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, and with every leader. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, If it seems good unto you, and that it is of the Lord our God, let us send out unto our brethren everywhere, that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites who are in their cities and pasture lands, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we have not inquired at it in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together, from Shahor of Egypt even unto the entrance of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim. And David went up, and all Israel, to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath-Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God the Lord, who dwells between the cherubim, whose name is proclaimed there. And they carried the ark of God and a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with lyres, and with tambourines, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came unto the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he struck him, because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. And David was displeased, because the Lord had broken forth upon Uzzah, therefore that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, How shall I bring the ark of God home to me? So David brought not the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obededom the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obededom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obededom, and all that he had